Not blame, but redemption. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I've been reading a book called Forget the Alamo. And talk about an author with guts. Jason Stanford, who co-authored this book and lives in Austin, Texas, uses the records kept by the Mexican side in the assault on the Alamo to show that Davy Crockett did not go down fighting, but even more controversial, that the defenders of the Alamo took their stand for one reason. They wanted to stop the Mexican government from abolishing slavery in Texas, which would have destroyed the cotton plantations run by American immigrants. This, of course, is heresy in Texas. The State Board of Education actually requires that school children be taught a heroic version of the Alamo story. But Stanford says he's not trying to send Texans on a guilt trip, even though he supports efforts like critical race theory to uncensor U.S. history.
I think it's a useful way to understand this country. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to go, okay, then what's next? It's very interesting and instructive that we have a inherently systemically racist country. Okay, what then? The story of us can't just be we are bad to the bone and we got to rip it up, because we're not going to rip it up. We're here now.
So he's not trying to make white Texans feel guilty. He just thinks it's wrong to base patriotism on a state-sponsored lie. He thinks there's a better way to instill love of country, and that is to teach students to honor the process for peaceful change laid out in the U.S. Constitution.
We have written into our founding document the mechanism for continual self-improvement. We are a redemption story. We're not supposed to have gotten it right at the beginning. We're supposed to keep getting better, and that is what the history shows us, is that no matter where we started, we can still do better than that. And we have. And I think that is a story that doesn't divide us and that brings us both together around the truth.
He also told me that the Hispanic population of Texas has been on a slow boil for a long time about the official version of the Alamo story. And since they will soon be in the majority in Texas, it might be wise to start teaching the facts now rather than later.